Allison's in Brook Park going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, which is brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Allison, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We are also doing well. We're excited you're going to play the game, trying to make it back to back losses. We'll see what happens, but first things first, you need to kick Jen out of the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Allison.
All right. She's leaving the room. Headphones are off, heading towards the door. Producer Stevie staying in with me in studio because she'll be keeping track of the score. We're going to ask you 5 questions. This is how the game works. Obviously, there's a timer involved, so you just make sure to give us your answer before you hear the buzzer. When you're done, we will play a quick song because we don't know where Jen's at. She's in the hallway somewhere. We got to grab her, bring her back into the studio, ask her the same 5 questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you have won the game. If not, then you have lost the game, and ties no longer go to the house. It did years and years ago, but no longer. We head to a tiebreaker question, which Jen is a big fan of. Maybe not exactly. All right, question number 1. Let's start with food, specifically Reese's Pieces. They're getting their first major makeover in 10 years with a new version, these Reese's Pieces with chocolate cookies. It's a feature, the classic peanut butter candy wrapped around a crispy chocolate cookie center. They're going to be in stores, by the way, July 17th. Reese's Pieces, are they better than regular M&Ms in your opinion, yes or no?
Yes.
Come on now. What do you think, Stevie? Regular M&Ms, so just chocolate, not peanut, or Reese's Pieces?
I guess Reese's Pieces, but if I had to pick any, I'd pick peanut M&M.
Peanut M&M. I bet Jen's gonna say the same thing.
Like, I've never
She'd
just bought
those.
Reese's Pieces.
I get them all the time. I don't know why.
I love those things.
Yeah. Question number 2. The World Cup halftime show. Well, they've added more superstar power. Justin Bieber is now gonna join Madonna and also Shakira, BTS, and more. Is the United States still in the World Cup or have they been eliminated?
I have no idea. We're still in.
Let's say we're still in. Question number 3. Emmy nominations are in, and The Pitt got the most with 25. We talked about Hacks yesterday on What You're Watching Wednesday. We all watched that show and enjoyed it. It has 24 nominations. The 78th Emmy Awards are going to air September 14th on NBC. Which Apple TV Plus drama led the nominations, once again, led nominations for the Emmys last year? Which Apple TV Plus drama led the nominations last year?
I love Shrinking. We'll go with that.
Oh, Shrinking is amazing. You're still not on that one, Stevie?
No, but you and Jen talk about it a lot.
Oh, my gosh, that is so good. What a great guess. Question number 4. Kylie Jenner partnered with Duncan to launch the pink-inspired King Kylie collection. Jenner said the campaign was designed to bring back the playful and nostalgic King Kylie era from years ago. And speaking of that era, years ago, the King Kylie era was named after, well, her Snapchat handle and also an homage to her then-boyfriend. What was his name?
I got nothing. I have no idea.
That's all right. We're going to do question number 5. Lin-Manuel Miranda praised Taylor Swift's new song for Toy Story 5, saying that he loves that song. Miranda returns, by the way, and this is exciting, to the Moana franchise with a new song, Along the Way, after previously earning an Oscar nomination for which song in the original Moana?
Oh, my gosh. This is awful. Welcome back.
Let's go with that for the answer for question number 5. All right, we will see how you did. Now we got to grab Jen from the hallway. She answers those same 5 questions coming up right after the song. Allison's in Brook Park. Answered 5 questions a minute ago. It's Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites are right smack in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. So let's find out how Allison did.
Allison got 1.
All right, Allison.
Don't
panic.
It was not my time.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we
can
tie
just
at one.
Tim's questions, like I was blamed yesterday for my questions. We just swap.
It might
Let's
have continued
that.
On.
Let's blame Tim.
It might have continued
It's your fault,
on.
Tim.
I know. Absolutely. All right, Allison. Got 1 correct. Jen answers these same 5 questions. Timer is still involved. Let's get to question number 1. Reese's Pieces.
Oh, God.
Is getting its first major makeover in 10 years with a new version. These Reese's Pieces with chocolate cookie feature the classic peanut butter candy wrapped around a crispy chocolate cookie center. They're going to be in stores on July 17th. Here's my question to you, Jen. Reese's Pieces, are they better than regular M&Ms, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
No.
Question number two.
I have a feeling you're going to be buying those today.
I am. I love Reese's Pieces.
I feel like that is your, you would like these a lot, this new chocolate. You're a chocolate peanut butter kind of.
Yeah, but the chocolate cookie sounds crispy. I don't like a crispy.
Oh.
It's texture.
Always something.
It's always, yeah, it's never like, I don't like that flavor.
You are texture specific.
Well, it is, but yeah.
Usually, yeah, the texture. I just anytime I had a cookie version of like a M&M or Reese's, I haven't loved.
Haven't loved it. That's fair.
Too crispy.
Question number two, the World Cup halftime show has added more superstar power with Justin Bieber now in, joining Madonna and Shakira and BTS and more. Is the United States still in the World Cup or have they been eliminated?
They've been eliminated.
They're out. Question number three, Emmy nominations are in and The Pitt gets the most with 25 in the show we talked about yesterday at What You Watch on Wednesday that we all watched and all loved has 24 nominations. That show would be Hacks. 78th Emmy Awards are going to air on September 14th on NBC. Which Apple TV Plus drama led the nominations last year?
I don't know. Hacks.
It's not on Apple
HBO
TV.
Max.
Oh, it is on it. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, shoot.
I like that was our takeaway.
It was.
That's wrong.
Wrong platform. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
Severance.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Everywhere.
That was a big one.
But
yeah.
Once again, anytime I ask who was inducted last year,
it's
like,
so
it
hard
is
to remember.
Gone. So
is Severance ended for good? Or it's still, there's another season.
I even
going.
Watch it and I cannot, wow, I can't remember.
I feel like they said it was a finale, but
so
maybe
do
it'll
I, but
be
then
like
I feel
Ted
like,
Lasso.
Yeah, I feel like
a fake finale.
Question number four. Kylie Jenner partnered with Duncan to launch the pink-inspired King Kylie collection. The campaign was designed to bring back the playful and nostalgic King Kylie era from years ago. And speaking of that era, years ago, the King Kylie era was named after her Snapchat handle and also an homage to her then-boyfriend. What was his name?
Tyga?
Tyga. Question number five. Lynn, Manuel, Miranda praised Taylor Swift's new song for Toy Story 5, saying that he loves that song. He is returning to the Moana franchise with a new song. It's called Along the Way. After previously earning an Oscar nomination for which song in the original Moana?
Didn't you just ask me something like that? How far we'll go? How far you'll go? The ocean is far. We'll go in it.
You almost had it.
How far I'll go.
Ah!
We, you, just
us. Sorry, Allison.
Somebody was going far.
That's
knew that.
True.
I did know that.
Allison, I was telling producer Stevie before Jen got back in the room that I kind of liked my questions today, but they were hard. I thought
that's
that
okay. They were sometimes very hard.
Yeah, I know. I thought when I looked at that and I was like, Jen randomly guesses Tyga on a lot of things for what, like maybe she, yeah. You're like, Tyga. So she might get to, I don't know, what are the final total, Stevie?
Allison 1, Jen 3.
I'm sorry, Allison.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Allison, yeah. Especially for Tim's questions. Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one.
It's okay, I'll be back. I need the smooth sip to go with my smooth fit. So.
Ooh, yeah.
A smooth sip to the lip.
Thank you,
there
Jen.
You go.
Absolutely.
You're welcome, Tim, anytime.
Well, it's always good to talk with you. We appreciate you playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Allison from Brook Park, and I did not trump Tui.
Tony in North Ridgeville is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin.
We have to say happy birthday, though, to Dawn Farr. It's a big birthday, monumental birthday for her today. That song was for you, Dawn. I hope
happy,
you enjoy
happy,
the day.
Happy birthday.
Celebrate
happy,
it.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Oh, look!
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you celebrating anything today?
No.
That's all right.
Oh, that didn't turn out like I thought it was.
Well, you live in North Ridgeville, and that's where the Dairy Grove is, and it's
ooh,
amazing. So that I would celebrate that.
They were proud
that
to be part of the Sukkoop awesome squad, which was a really, really fun to see.
It is amazing. I love it.
Tony, whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room. That's what starts the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Tony.
Thank you.
Don't. Just playing your drops.
Don't.
Right here.
Stevie, get on that board.
Bossy. Five questions we ask you. Jen's out of the studio. Producer Stevie being ornery. There we go. I was wondering what she's doing. All right, here we go. Obviously, give us the answer before you hear the buzzer. There is a timer involved. I just want to make sure that it counts. Okay, question number one. Lewis Capaldi, I love this, reportedly picked up the tab for the entire pub full of England fans after their 3-2 World Cup win over Mexico. A patron at the pub actually claimed that he covered around $2,700 worth of drinks. Nice job, Lewis Capaldi. So the World Cup is held every blank years. What number of years? The World Cup is held every blank years.
Every 5 years.
Let's go every 5 years. Question number two. Madonna is projected to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 with Confessions 2, which would be her 10th chart-topping album in the U.S. Which Madonna song includes the lyric, "Strike a pose"? It's either Vogue or Like a Prayer.
Vogue.
Question number three. New trailer for the upcoming third Dune movie dropped yesterday. The fresh glimpse at Dune Part 3 features Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet and Jason Momoa and Florence Pugh and Anya Taylor-Joy and Robert Pattinson. It is stacked.
I know. Everybody is in this movie.
That lineup is stacked. Who is older? Is it Zendaya or is it Florence Pugh?
Florence Pugh.
Let's go with Florence. Question number four. Disney has announced that a new Cheetah Girls movie is currently in development. The first film was released as a Disney Channel original movie in 2003.
That was.
2003. Jen's going to get real mad at this. Which led to two more films and a hit soundtrack. Name at least one of the four original Cheetah Girls.
Ariana Grande?
Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo revealed that her favorite song from Gracie Abrams' upcoming album is Death Wish. She called it just perfect and praised its heartfelt lyrics. Olivia Rodrigo just released a new album last month. We're looking for the title of that album.
I don't have anything for you.
That's okay. We're going to see how you did with the five questions, and Jen's going to join us in the studio to answer the same five questions next. Let's continue the game. We're right in the middle of Trump Tweet. It's brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Tony is in North Ridgeville.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Sorry, I thought I could catch you.
Oh, you're good. That's not easy on your end. I know when I'm going to stop and hit the button. So for you to guess that is so tough to do.
I thought I'd have a quick pause there.
No,
yeah,
it is so tough to do. So how did Tony do there, Stevie?
Tony got two.
There you go, Tony.
Good job, Tony.
Yay.
Uh-oh.
I think Tim and I, the last 2 days, have been making some challenging questions.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to write five questions that are the opposite of up. Like tomorrow morning at 7:30. I know. I felt bad about earlier. We'll see what happens here. I mean, you never know. It could be a tiebreaker. Tony could still clearly win. All right, here we go. Same five questions we asked Tony just a minute ago. We're going to begin with question one, and Lewis Capaldi reportedly picking up a tab for the entire pub full of England fans after their 3-2 World Cup win over Mexico. There was a patron at the pub said it was about $2,500 or $2,700 worth of drinks.
Wow.
The World Cup is held how many years?
I don't know. Three.
Exactly that.
Five. Seven. 11.
Yeah, I thought this
two.
Was easy because it's the same as the Olympics. Like,
same.
I
just knew that as knowledge, but you're right. Yeah. And Tony apparently didn't know either. It's every 4 years, like the Olympics. And
oh, good job.
There we go.
Good job.
Good job, guys.
Ooh. Question number two.
It's about to get interesting.
Yeah,
up
really.
In here.
Really is, Tim.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
It's about to get interesting
it's
up in here.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
You're not, you just want the last
it's
one.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
It's about to get interesting up in
mocking
here.
Mocking your voice.
I know.
Question number two.
Terrible mockery.
Madonna is projected to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 with Confessions 2, which would be her 10th chart-topping album in the U.S. Which Madonna song includes the lyric, "Strike a pose"? It's either Vogue or Like a Prayer.
Vogue.
It is.
Easy breezy.
Question number three. The new trailer for the upcoming third Dune movie dropped yesterday. It is a fresh glimpse at Dune Part 3, features Zendaya, also Timothée Chalamet and Jason Momoa, and Florence Pugh and Anya Taylor-Joy and Robert Pattinson. Other than that, nobody's in the film. Who? It's everybody. Who was older, Zendaya or Florence Pugh?
Zendaya. Florence Pugh.
It is Florence Pugh.
Thanks, Tim.
Question number four. Disney has announced that there's a new Cheetah Girls movie, Jen,
in
current development. As you remember, the first film was released as a Disney Channel original movie in 2003.
That's right.
Which led to two more films and a hit soundtrack. Name at least one of the four original Cheetah Girls.
Their names?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cherry Cheetah.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm grabbing that drop.
I don't like that.
Cherry Cheetah.
I think you need to hit that one again.
I don't remember. Okay, here you go. Cherry Cheetah doesn't work?
No. Galleria, Chanel, Dorinda, and Aqua.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Cherry My Cheetah.
Face. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
The best I can do in 8 seconds.
We're going to question number five.
Get here, but Jen, you have to get this one to even get to a tiebreaker.
Dear God.
Question number five. See, this is why we play the game, Tony. Mm. Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo, an original Cheetah Girl, revealed
no,
that her favorite.
No, she's not.
I don't think she's been alive.
No. Okay. Revealed that her favorite song. You're right. Her favorite song from Gracie Abrams' upcoming album is Death Wish, calling it just perfect and also praising its heartfelt lyrics. Olivia Rodrigo just released a new album last month. Give us the title, please.
Oh, you look so sad for a girl in love. You look so happy for a girl so sad. You're so sad, I'm mad about it. I don't know.
You seem pretty sad for a girl so in
love.
You're gonna get it one day.
Difficult.
You never get
title.
It.
Title.
You're always close.
Final
always
totals there,
close.
Stevie.
22, Gen 1.
Yeah!
Oh my God!
You did it, Tony! Yeah! See, this is why we always say you probably thought you lost with two and you won the game.
You did a great job. You deserve every bit of that win. That was awful.
I feel stressed.
Oh.
Dear Lord.
I'm a good guesser.
You are a good guesser.
Well done.
So this is brought to you by Apex Skin. Remember, Tony, that yes, you're going to get the exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug. We're excited about that. But a $50 Apex Skin gift card, plus you're qualified for the grand prize, Apex Skin prize pack. We're $250 now. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Tony from Northridgeville, Ohio, and I trump Tui.